This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, speaking of false flags, Anthony Freedom, one of the top illustrators in the country, is here. Amy Schumer says that her vow to the country was a joke.
Transmission. You are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They must be spending millions of dollars on this ad because it's in the news feeds on InfoWars. I found it on other libertarian and patriot sites. She had to go through these and cut it out. It's, oh, Amy Schumer explains, I'm not leaving the country. It was all a joke. You're dumb. But look at this quote she says of Donald Trump. And they put it up, and it's him talking about how dumb conservatives are, how he's not a conservative, how he hates his constituents from supposedly 20 years ago. We'll put it back on screen. It's a fake news article trimmed out of the newspaper, yellowed paper, meant to deceive you. That's a false flag, folks. And that's what Anthony Frieda over a year ago started contacting us with intel. Watch out for this. Watch out for that. They're going to plant racist stuff on you on the web, on the street. And then we saw it happen. And it's incredible that we're going to start seeing all of this, but it's the underhandedness. So as much as you can tell us, I mean, because, again, you've been on all most of the major covers in the country. You know these folks. You're there. And the type of things they talk about, what they say, what they do, and then what you say to them. Because you said, we ain't seen nothing yet.
No, these guys aren't done. They're planning to... They're doubling down on the racist thing, and they want to rip this country apart along racial lines, tragically and sadly and unnecessarily. And they're going to do with every trick in the playbook. We know the tricks. If you've read Machiavelli, or if you studied Karl Rove, you know all the ways to discredit your enemy and to attribute all the evils in the world to them, and at the same time glorify your candidate or your position. So you're going to see falsehoods. We're already seeing it. People writing on the street, I love Hitler and Donald Trump. And then it's on 60 Minutes. I mean, give me a break. I mean, it's so obvious. People can't see it. They're blind. Everybody is blind to obvious false flags that are almost at a childish level, a third grade level. Like my son can see through it. He was 12 years old because I introduced a concept to him at a very early age. So he sees it. He tells me, yeah, that's a false flag. You know, it's like it's about education. But people want to believe things that they're already prejudiced to believe, and they want to discard things that don't reinforce.
And by the way, almost all of the swastikas on the campuses and all this has turned out are fake, done by people just for more attention.
Absolutely, it's fake. It's so obviously, it's so patently fake to me. I mean, just look at it. It's like, yeah, I'm going to draw swastikas, and I love Donald Trump, and I want to, you know. But here's another thing that gets me crazy about this whole anti-Semite, and he's the Ku Klux Klan thing. It's like, his daughter and his grandchildren are Orthodox Jews, okay? He wants to kill them, put them in concentration camps. I have people, friends of mine who are Mexican-Americans, good people, smart people. They think he's going to deport all Americans. And they're promoting that idea. They think he's going to deport everybody who, if you ate a taco, you get deported. I mean, it's crazy. You know, it's like.
And then CNN comes out this morning. I was watching it and goes, he needs to call for peace and admit he's not doing all this to make everybody feel better and not be scared when they're the ones that need to admit they lied.
Yeah, it's really, you know, listen, if I can give the best piece of advice I give to this, I say, I'm an objective person. I'm trying to look at this objectively, but, okay, they're calling the Trump supporters racist and deplorable. You know, Hillary broke the cardinal rule of politics. You can attack your opponent, but don't attack his supporters, because if you win, that's your constituency. And guess what? You're not going to win because you just alienated all of them. They're never going to come to your side. So I really think that's where Hillary blew it, despite the fact that she's a lying, warmongering, corrupt, horrible human being. The fact that she attacked Trump supporters and not just Trump was incredibly damaging.
It showed her arrogance, Anthony, and I agree with you. And their arrogance is our biggest asset. AnthonyFrieda.com. Look forward to speaking to you again. Thanks for your great work.
Thank you, Alex.
one of the top artists in the country, Anthony Frieda. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. It took a lot of courage for him to come on in the business he's in, but that's what makes this country great, is people's courage to basically look at all different angles. Stay with us.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Now, we've seen a lot of stonewalling by corporate establishment globalist media. We've seen them deny there were death panels in Obamacare, or that there was an IRS enforcement arm, even though it said there was, that they would get up to $5,000 fines if you didn't get Obamacare. They said, if you liked your doctor, you could keep it. It was all in the bill. You couldn't. But they counted on their constituents not going and reading the legislation. But now they're being hit by the legislation, and some polls have it at 87% unpopularity. But the Supreme Court said that it could be a tax paid to multinational corporations. And 1 year after its implementation, the Wall Street Journal reported a 47%+ increase in insurance profitability worldwide just on the milking of America. Now, if that isn't globalism, I don't know what is. I mean, take not the milking, but the bleeding of America with a $100 trillion global carbon tax called for in Davos, Switzerland 5 years ago and published in the BBC the London Telegraph, you name it. Go look it up, the headline. Davos wants $100 trillion in new taxes every decade. The main funding mechanism, a carbon tax. A global government with $100 trillion every decade. That's to start, $10 trillion a year. And Tobin taxes, currency taxes, wellhead taxes. All of this, the brainchild of Ken Lay and Enron and Al Gore and Lord Rothschild, where they own the carbon trading companies. Obama's heavily invested. And we thought the Clinton Foundation was corrupt. That's what globalism is big corporations above the law establishing a corporate system where they're tax exempt. And Trump is exposing that. He's our champion just in what he said. Now, we'll see if he delivers on it. But already they say the TPP is close to dead, maybe playing possum, but Trump wants to go after it. He's already looking at how to take the restrictions off our power plants that were never passed by Congress, but Obama signed on to. He also has detente with Russia right now to take out ISIS. That meeting with Putin happened yesterday. We went from defense condition 3 to defense condition 5, the lowest threat level. So good things are happening. But they're coming after him because Stephen Bannon is an anti-globalist. Now, I get called by the Washington Post and the New York Times on a weekly basis. I, in about a year, have refused to talk to them. And they'll email us and say, you will not talk to the New York Times? Excuse me? And I said, okay, finally I will, because some Trump folks called and said, no, these people want to talk to you. This will be a fair piece. You know, you can clarify things. Go on. I talked to the lady. No piece today. But three other ones with yours truly in it, saying Jones believes in an imaginary thing called globalism. Now, that's like saying I believe the Atlantic Ocean is off the coast of New York City. I mean, it's literally talking to you like you're a three-year-old that's been knocked upside the head with a tire iron. Globalism, New York Times by Liam Stack. A far-right conspiracy theory buoyed by Trump. Globalism. Globalism. And then they actually go through it and find scratchy clips from me years ago to make it look unprofessional. And then they've got some, you know, college student as well talking about globalism and world government and saying it's a corporate thing. And they have a huge, this was, I was told, in the physical paper as well. They had two other ones. Where'd the idea come from? They asked, where did we get this theory? Now, William F. Jasper, the editor of the American Magazine, will be with us for the rest of the hour. I wanted to put together, though, a little clip today. This is just what we put together today. It's about a 4.5-minute clip, and I got a bunch of news articles after it, of world leaders, head of the EU, the British Prime Minister, presidents, Obama. I mean, Obama just 2 months ago said we should give up our freedom of action to the UN. I mean, that means like putting handcuffs on and getting in the truck with Ted Bundy. But there's this paradox where they still keep denying it. So I wanted to ask William F. Jasper where he sees this going, because they're discredited. They've lost almost all their readers and viewers because of these activities, but they're only doubling down. I guess where we can never have a real debate about it, because if they do call Al Gore before Congress, they'll just say there's no carbon tax. I mean, they play these weird gotcha games that are just so bizarre. I don't know what the tactic even is at this point. Thank God they're still doing it, because it's what's discrediting them. They have all these articles about how Alex Jones and Stephen Bannon are these big racists, and never a clip, never a quote. They just say it. So, are they the only ones buying their propaganda? Let's play this compilation, then we're going to go to Mr. Jasper to lay out the history of world government, what's being established, because that's what the system of globalism is. But I thought they could deny global government or global governance, the system of global government and its operating system. But to deny globalism, which they push as the new system for 30, 40 years, I mean, this is taught everywhere. This is like denying the Republican Party exists or that George Washington or historical things existed. So here is the compilation. We'll go to Mr. Jasper.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
It is a big idea, a new world order, a world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
So that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
The pieces are in flux. Soon they will settle again. Before they do, let us reorder this world around us.
I think its task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
It's about the future of Europe and a new world order.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
But today, with Asia already outproducing Europe, India and China are clearly becoming part of our new order.
We are now facing a common challenge. And the challenge is how to build a world order for the first time in history on a global basis.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
Good evening, everybody. President Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today calling for a new world order to tackle our global economic crisis.
And the president outlined his vision of a new world order in which the U.S. would participate fully.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
So I see a world order in the future with a multipolar world order.
I think the new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
But in a globalized economy, we are going to have to take global responsibilities, and there is going to have to be some semblance of global governance.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Nor has any previous order had to combine the attributes of the historic balance of power system with global democratic opinion and the exploding technology of the contemporary period.
And I strongly believe India will be a central actor in the new world order.
There also exists an extraordinary opportunity to form for the first time in history a truly global society.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
New World Order is the headline in the Globe and Mail in Canada. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
Of course we are. We are absolutely slaves to central banks.
And then the articles, another New World Order. Major papers announcing world government. Reuters, banks face New World Order consolidation. But the really big video I'm going to do soon is a compilation of them saying global government, New World Order, a map. And then they describe it as this corporately run system of global corporate taxes. Henry Kissinger, again, outlines this as a planetary government with global governance are the terms you want to search. Global governance. Global government. Those are the videos we're going to put together later for you with that specific clip over and over again as well. We showed a few of those clips. Is it fact or fiction? U.S. media says the New World Order is in jeopardy with Trump. And it goes on how they're establishing this corporate world government. The bankers at Davos call it a technocracy, moving to a form of corporate government run by global elites. Yes, New World Order pushes back on Brexit revolution. sovereign nations trying to get out of the EU, huge megastates taking over and conquering. But if you say any of this exists, you're insane. If you go read the Financial Times of London, where they actually say the big headline that we want to show, folks, and now for global government, Financial Times of London, we'll put that on screen for you. In fact, I'm going to just be here for the next hour while Jasper talks. I'm going to be putting headlines on screen for everybody, so get ready for you to see all those for yourself. Mr. Jasper, there's just so much proof of this. They're here just denying it, like they did back, you know, back in the 60s and things. But now it's here. There's the Financial Times of London, and now for world government. He announces, yes, you're dumb. Yes, we're authoritarian. Yes, we know best. That's the foreign editor for the Financial Times. They admit all of this now. But then the New York Times just inextricably says, what is this, Mr. Jones? What's this word globalism? We've never heard of it. And talks to their viewers like, what's this thing called Washington, D.C.? These weirdos believe there's a place on Pennsylvania Avenue called the Capitol or a White House. I mean, what's the tactic here, Mr. Jasper?
This bald-faced denial what you're talking about here, it is. It's very ridiculous. It's absurd. It's difficult to figure out exactly what they're trying to do here. Because as you pointed out, and as we've been pointing out at the New American, I mean, my book, Global Tyranny Step by Step, the subtitle is The United Nations and the Emerging New World Order, and it's replete with quotes taken from newspaper articles, from books, whole books dedicated to the New World Order by globalists themselves, people who identify themselves as globalists, who are for the New World Order, the Kissingers, the Brent Scowcrofts, the Zbigniew Brzezinskis, George Soros, who recently...
Strom Talbot, the Newsweek editors who work for the Clintons, said national sovereignty is going to be abolished.
Right, and this is a very key thing. When they start talking about globalism, they try to soften it by talking about, well, we're talking about globalization and about increased trade and cooperation among nations. No, they're not talking about cooperation. They're talking about coercion, of building global governance, global institutions that will have world power, legislative, executive, judicial power, military and police power to override nation states, to destroy... First of all, to erode and then destroy national sovereignty. They do not want a United States with a constitutionally limited government being able to in any way resist their plans for global governance, which is total takeover of the financial, political, educational, all systems, everything that we rely on as part of our culture and our economy and our government. They want that to be all under global controls. They cannot allow us to continue running our own lives. And that's what national sovereignty, of course, is all about. And so you see Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger, constantly attacking national sovereignty. And they say, as President Obama said in this recent article that you referred to in the New York Times, that, we saw World War One and World War II, all of the death and destruction that those conflicts brought to the continent of Europe and to all of the world, it was the result of nations failing to cooperate. And he said, we don't want to see a repetition of that. That is the theme of the false narrative that has been given to us in our textbooks and by our world leaders, globalists, for the last several generations. And, of course, that isn't true at all. The World War One and World War Two were actually initiated by the globalists to actually...
And, by the way, that's not your opinion. Lord Milner, by 1920 or so, wrote articles in the newspapers admitting they orchestrated it, admitting that they were going to bring in a planetary government for the British Empire out of this. We're not blaming the British, but that's the model that's been used. I mean, here's Obama today in Greece. Obama on Trump's election. We have to guard against a rise in a crude sort of nationalism. Oh, see, us having our own country is crude. It's racist. And then I've got other ones here where he said 2 months ago, while he was at the UN, that we need to go ahead and cede our mobility. We need to cede our own power for action. We need to give our sovereignty over. And he, quote, has problems with backward Americans not letting him do this. I mean, this is so arrogant.
Well, and this is where we see all around us today. We see it with, particularly with the migration and refugee. They call it immigration, but it's migration. That was set up, again, by the globalists. We see here in the last...
Peter Sutherland admits, the head of the UN's program, the founder of the EU, he took a demotion to run this, that they're going to flood the countries. It came out in WikiLeaks as well, but he's public, and end our sovereignty via conquest by third world populations. Of course, they're not going to get any of the booty, the spoils. They're just using them.
Well, and Peter Sutherland, of course, is the ultimate globalist insider. Goldman Sachs, European Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg, all of the organizations, the globalist New World Order organizations that the establishment media says don't exist or are benign, inconsequential social mingling groups. And Peter Sutherland and George Soros with his International Migration Institute were the ones that put this together. And, of course, George Soros last year said that the New World Order has to feature China as the center of communist China as the center of the New World Order. And that's, of course, what these insiders have been building for the last couple of
years. And look at this London Telegraph article from 2009. There'll be nowhere to run from the New World Order. Global thinking won't necessarily solve the world's problems. Says, and then it just goes on. Like, you must accept it. You must let us run your country. And then we see all these big top bankers end up getting installed now as prime ministers, ending votes in some European countries. This is naked authoritarianism.
Well, that was clearly the case in Italy, where we saw the Mario brothers put in there as head of the central bank and as prime minister. And we've seen throughout Europe. And in that article that you referred to from the New York Times, they talk about far right and alt right extremism, etc. What have we had for the last generation here? All over Europe, we've had members of the Socialist International, the SI, running Europe, and currently today, most of the nations in the United Nations and in the European Union are members of the ruling parties are members of the Socialist International, which traces its heritage back probably to Karl Marx.
And Socialist International was his organization. Then they play this game and go, we're not communists, we're socialists. And it's always filthy rich people that are tax exempt telling little people, you got to give your money to the poor. They really mean to them.
Well, and all of these Socialist International leaders, they're regularly there at all the World Economic Forum gatherings in Davos, Switzerland, at the Bilderberg groups, etc. They're mixing with Goldman Sachs and Chase Manhattan Bank and J.P. Morgan Chase, etc. So there is this unholy alliance between the heads of these various socialist groups and these NGOs that claim to be working for the working man, for the little people. But you see they're in bed with and in the penthouses with all of the Wall Street globalists. And that's the way it's been much of this century. And so what we see right now after the elections with all of the riots and demonstrations that are going on all across the country, all of these are synthetic astroturf organizations funded principally by George Soros and his colleagues in the various other tax-exempt foundations, Ford, Rockefeller, Carnegie, etc. So today we are seeing why back in the 1950s, when the Reese Committee of the House of Representatives was investigating the tax-exempt foundations. It was investigating the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie Endowment principally, but other foundations as well, why that was so important and why the New York Times and all of the media at that time came down on them, because all of this infrastructure was being built at that time, which we now see there are thousands of organizations which receive literally billions of dollars every year to create the impression of popular support for all.
That's right. We're talking about a massive astroturf network of people screaming racist, racist, if you don't want foreign banks to be stealing trillions from your country, with a bunch of globalists meeting in secret with world leaders telling us it doesn't exist. But that whole facade is falling. So where do you see this going next? And I also want to get more into the nuts and bolts with one of the top experts in the world on globalism, William F. Jasper. Yes, we're here talking about imaginary things like Puff the Magic Dragon. No, we're talking about the real structure of the world. The globalist alt-right books admitting it. We give you footage of it all over the world. And the New York Times tells its readers it doesn't exist, period.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Look at some of these headlines on DrudgeReport.com. A lot of this is on InfoWars.com. It's easy to find on DrudgeReport.com. UN climate change, action unstoppable. We're just going to do it whether you like it or not, America. Kind of like the UK voted to get out of the EU. They said, oh, we're not letting you. You never voted to get in. We're not letting you out. And we might even have to set up domestic militaries and dissolve your national military. That's their new announcement EU-wide, is to dissolve nations' militaries. That means actually setting up paramilitary dictatorships and bringing in an EU army to occupy France and Germany and Spain and Portugal and England and Scotland. This is actually in major papers with a straight face. Our answer is to set up our own militaries and abolish the nation-state militaries. The regional governors will keep the systems in line. Fear of this battle station will keep the rest in line. I mean, this is classic 110% tyranny. And I talked to the pseudo-intellectuals. I mean, I've had the host of ABC Nightly News here. I showed him 6 clips of Herman Von Rimpey and others and Gordon Brown calling for global governance. And he went, oh, that's another global government they're talking about, not the one you're talking about. And he smiled. And he wanted to go to dinner. So at dinner, he just admitted it. He says, of course, we know it's all Alex, whatever. I work for you. It's all just a big joke. Besides, the public's too dumb to ever care. Now, there's the EU leader. Let's play it. Von Rumpy calls for global government. I've got a bunch of other clips I want to play, too. But in fact, the crew did a great job throwing that quick compilation together, but I may not have been clear. New World Order is fine, and articles saying it means world government, but I want to get the clips we've got that a lot of folks don't have from C-SPAN and stuff where they admit what New World Order is, a global corporate government with the supranational dominance of international bankers over it. That's what Barry Goldwater said it was back in the 60s. Now we know that's the plan. But look at this. Chicago will be a sanctuary city no matter what the feds say. LAPD chief, we won't deport. Boston, we will not cooperate with immigration officials. And that means, when they talk about it, that means with felons. That means with criminals. That means with drunk drivers, murderers, arsonists, rapists. That's what Trump always talked about. Then they turn around to, he wants to deport people's parents and leave their kids here all alone. Never said any of that. That's weird. I've never seen my laptop do that. That's something interesting. That's kind of cool. You guys might want to come in here and get this. I was just showing people that. Think about all the stuff that's wired into these. It's like one of those EAS alert systems they've got. Now, that's all wired into everything. All our appliances, all wired into Big Brother. I'm sure that was just a little malfunction. But the point is, it's in the news today, where they're going to have all the drones in America wired into a central system run by the NSA and controlled by AT&T and NASA to build National Drone Tracking System. Isn't it all special? And they call their global governance management system a technocracy, where a group of technocrats, international bankers, in their own words, read Davos. In fact, Google, Davos says technocrats to run the world. And implanted processors in all devices will make sure you comply. We're going to go back to our guests in a moment, but since we mentioned it, here's the president 2 months ago saying we should cede sovereignty to the UN for our security. Not that barbarous nationalism that he was just talking about today. Here it is.
And we can only realize the promise of this institution's founding to replace the ravages of war with cooperation if powerful nations, like my own, accept constraints. Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country for professing a belief in international norms and multilateral institutions, but I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security.
While you run around turning jihadis loose and breaking all those own same rules, and notice international groups like the secret TPP and the secret WTO and all these secret groups and groups you never heard of, the OECD coming and overseeing our elections and the UN. Oh, and the UN telling our police what to do, and they're not stopping because their whole investment is on this. So is Trump for real? The fact that he raised all these topics is irrevocably damaging. The internal emails admit they hate him. They don't like him. Now, the question is, was he just coming in to take over this whole thing from him, the true alpha goblin, or is he really trying to restore the republic? I think he's for real. I mean, do you think he'd really be calling me last week and calling me other times? I'm just going to stop right there. And I know Donald Trump Jr. for a fact's a big listener. I mean, Trump isn't out to get the country. I'm going to ask Jasper this question in a moment. But first, one more clip. Here's another clip. This is today in Greece. Obama, very slowly, very methodically, talking about the crude nationalism and just how terrible it is that we don't want to have China with energy three times cheaper than ours because we shut off all of our coal plants, or we don't want to have China with lower tariffs than us so that we can't compete. You know, simple stuff like, hey, we don't want to be screwed over. Here it is.
I do believe, separate and apart from any particular election or movement, that we are going to have to guard against a rise in Uh, a crude sort of nationalism or ethnic identity or tribalism that is built around an us and a them.
All they do is push that. The leftists are all about what group you're in.
And I will never apologize for saying that the future of humanity and the future of the world is going to be defined by what we have in common, as opposed to those things that separate us.
Sure, when he goes to Africa, he says you can't have cars or air conditioning.
Conflict.
Yep. Everybody better study what globalism is. Everybody better find out it means deindustrialization, enslavement, eugenics, total control. Everyone should see my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's free online. Sends everybody you know. It was made 9 years ago. You watch it, you go, this all came true. How'd you know this? Because they all write textbooks and white papers to each other. They think you're too dumb to look at it. So that said, William F. Jasper, New American Magazine. We'll give out that URL and put that on screen for folks as well. TheNewAmerica.com. Paul Watson's going to be hosting in about 25 minutes. The fourth hour with big breaking news from London. TheNewAmerican.com. People should subscribe. You can buy the magazine, I know, in bulk at cost to give to folks. Great films, great books, great material. Super dead on. In fact, sometimes not behind the curve, but you know they're so conservative sometimes they wait a while, which is fine. The point is it's really good material to get out to folks and just to let people know about the real world. So we played all those clips, and we can tackle any area you want, but, I mean, where should we go? What is global governance? What do they want to do with this global governance? How do we stop them?
It was very interesting that President Obama, in that first clip that you played there, said, you know, well, we have to accept constraints. But you notice he is not willing to accept the constraints which he took an oath to take on as President of the United States. Our Constitution puts restraints and constraints on him and on all members of our government, on the legislative, the executive, and the judicial. However, they are claiming a higher calling to put constraints on us, on we the people, on our national independence and sovereignty. And that is one of the real big crimes that's taking place here. He and his fellow globalists are claiming this righteousness about trying to bring about world peace, which is what they have been using since the launch of the United Nations.
Since the League of Nations, as you said earlier.
Since the League of Nations, even before their first big try at world order. And in fact, one of the books that I cite in my book, Global Tyranny, and my other one, The United Nations, is the third try at world order. The first try was the League of Nations. Second try was the United Nations, and the third try is now to make the United Nations the full world government that was intended by those founders that both George H.W. Bush and President Obama referred to.
Sure, so we've documented it's happening. How is it going for them? How does Trump figure in?
This is going to be very interesting, and all of us who are very hopeful for Mr. Trump, now President-elect Trump, are going to have to watch very carefully, and we have to see, first of all, who is he going to appoint? And, it's obvious that as president, he has to try to mend some fences, and he's reaching out to some people that many of us are very suspicious of, the Paul Ryans and the Rince Priuses and others who have been part of the Republican establishment that has been selling us out for decades. Can they be worked with? Well, he has to work with them to a degree, but what we have to really be concerned about is if we start seeing members of the globalist establishment, the Council on Foreign Relations, trilateral commissioners, showing up.
That's right. He better not appoint Richard N. Haass.
Yes. Well, that was his dropping of that possibility in one of his early interviews with Brett Baer of Fox, when he was asked who would he view as a good foreign policy advisor, and he mentioned Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I don't really know what drove him to make that.
Well, by the way, he ended up meeting with him because I'll tell you, Trump's really smart, but he doesn't know all this stuff. He doesn't get online. He only reads newspapers. He is a nationalist, but I'll be honest, he's super smart at what he knows at 70. But he's got some gray areas and some blacked out areas,
well,
like we all do.
And that's understandable, too. He's a businessman. He's been very active in a lot of things. And without trying to make excuses, I've told people, well, we'll have to watch and see. But let me just give you a very quick scenario that actually played out a number of years ago. You remember in 1980 when Ronald Reagan was running against George Bush in the primary?
Yes.
And going into the New Hampshire primary, this is 1980, George Bush was outed as a member of the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and putting all these trilateralists in his entourage. And so the Reagan administration knocked him on that. Well, I got a call from the Reagan campaign. I got a call from the Reagan campaign from a congressman who was one of his top advisors, a good congressman, John Russolo, who was my congressman in California. And Congressman Russolo called and he said, "Is it true that George Bush is a member of the Trilateral Commission?" And I said, "Yes, it is." And he said, "Well, how do you know that?" And I said, "Well, because I have a copy of their membership list." This is pre-internet, you know, so this stuff was
not. Let me stop you. You steal my thunder. This was so incredible. In the 70s and 80s, even early 90s, they knew there wasn't an internet, so they would get on TV. We have the clips. We've actually sent out to CBS and got them for films we made and NBC. They would go, "They claim there's a group called the Trilateral Commission and that it does things." They would, again, deny it even existed, where you had congressmen having to call you wanting to see a faxed proof so they could show it to George Herbert Walker. I mean, that's the levels we've come from. Please continue.
Absolutely. And so so he said, "Well, how do you know it's a real list?" And I said, "Well, it was published by them. I picked it up at their office in New York." He says, "They have an office in New York?" I said, "Yes, I was there." He said, "Well, can you get it to us?" So I did. I at that time, even fax machines were a rarity. They had telefax machines that spun around.
Sure, I remember you told me the story like 15 years ago. That's why I remembered it. Yeah.
And so I faxed it off to him. And so then they made a speech for Reagan in which he denounced the Trilateral Commission, globalism, et cetera. And that was...
And that's the TV clip we sent off and got, was Reagan giving that speech almost nobody has. And then the whole media freaking out, going, "Well, the Trilateral Commission just wants countries to work together." So they had to admit, because the candidate finally talked about it, that it existed.
And then what happened? So immediately after he is elected, we have George Bush and all the trilateralists and Council on Foreign Relations members being appointed to his cabinet. And so what that showed at the time, and in fact, even as we were reporting on President Reagan attacking the Trilateral Commission, we were cautioning people saying, but he has all of these advisors in his entourage that look like they're going to go that direction themselves. And that's what happened after he was elected. He put George Bush and all of the trilaterals in, and all of the conservatives who had worked to elect him were on the outside.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about that briefly. Let's talk about that, because we're about to go to break. I think Trump's even more of a maverick than Reagan, but clearly because they're so much more afraid of him. But yes, here's what they're doing to Trump, and they admit they're doing this. They're panicked, and they haven't done it. They go, "There's 4,000 people. No one's going to aid you." They're claiming he didn't even know that he didn't keep the White House staff. No, he knew. The point is that they panic you and say, "No one's going to work with you if you don't put people in from the establishment." And then what's a president do when the bureaucracy, the fourth, the fifth estate, holds you hostage? And it's almost like air traffic controllers going on strike. What do you do then? Because that's how they get presidents like Reagan and now Trump to roll over.
Well, and that's true. They have, we have allowed them over the last 50, 60, 70 years, actually going clear back to FDR, to World War II, they have controlled and have become the shadow government. And so it is very difficult for anyone coming in to be able to break through that.
And that's what Ron Paul said 2 days ago. He said, "Hey, Trump may be a great guy, but the shadow government's going to completely ignore him."
They will sabotage him at every level. And so the one advantage, well, a number of advantages that Trump has that Reagan did not, and that is Reagan may have believed in all of his ideology that he had been spewing out for a long time. I don't know. But he was certainly a a man who allowed those around him to run him and control him. Trump is a much different personality.
Now, that's why they're scared of him. He's done everything on his own. He's known exactly for doing pigheadedly whatever he wants.
He is independently wealthy. He is not reliant upon them. He can do things outside of the box that other people can't. And so it's going to be very tough for them if they can't sabotage him and get him to bend to go into their box. The next thing, we talked about this before, is that they will be looking for ways to get rid of him. And this is where he has to be very careful, literally, for his safety. And
also find one of his underlings, does something corrupt, he doesn't know about it. The underling rolls, they impeach him. I mean, they're coming after him.
Sure. So this is going to be very dirty. I had a number of people that I helped work for to get into Congress back in that time when Newt Gingrich went in the Contract with America. And they all said, yes, they were going to fight against him. They would not. I said, well, you really have to appoint good people to your staff, because the Republican establishment will come to you and say, you need to have our people in there. And all four of the people that swore to me they were going to put good people in ended up taking all of the
because ones. That's how it works. You just get there and it's so complex. You say, what do you do? When we come back, the key info.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm going to cut a video today and reach out to all the anti-Trump people and just say, listen, it's like you're the victim of a Nigerian email scam or the victim of you know, any other type of scam. It really hurts me seeing you get conned. I want you to be in a free market. I want you to have a better shot. I don't want a permanent underclass. I don't get off. So many elitists get off on poor areas and people downtrodden, and it makes them feel good. You see a lot of fake middle class people that have a nice car and a nice house, and they look down on everybody as well. When I see people down and out, it makes me feel bad. And I guess call me a bleeding heart, whatever. My parents, when I was a kid, I was like, can we please not spend Christmas Eve or Christmas Day at the Salvation Army in downtown Dallas with a bunch of hobos with crap running down their legs? And my parents would say, that's why you're lucky that we're upper middle class and have things good. This is what life's like. Now let's go to the hospital and visit paralyzed children. And I guess I need to do that to my kids because they're great, but they're spoiled compared to the way I was. Quite frankly, I'm not down there at the homeless shelters. I mean, I do stuff like Meals on Wheels and stuff. But I think so much of this is most of the protesters that got arrested in Portland turned out didn't even vote. And it turned out they were hired, folks, of course. And they're so racist. They're so dumb. I got to be honest. I don't know if you can help them because I've been around the KKK protesting them and stuff. It's the exact same trashy scumminess that I see in those white people. I see in the white people, black people, and Hispanics that are out lying about Trump. And they're going to try to discredit the nationalist movement, saying it's racist to have a nation and not be run by foreign banks. It's a joke. We all shouldn't want to be run by the most ruthless banks in the world. William F. Jasper, New American Magazine. I believe that we're coming from behind. I believe we have a chance to win. We have a beachhead in Washington. Trump's already discredited the media, the pollsters, the system. This is my secret weapon, and I have the numbers here. Let me pull them up. Where'd my phone go? I had it earlier. That huge amounts in the Senate, the House, a bunch of governors, 900-plus seats, legislator movement. If we jump on the Trump bandwagon, which we created, and just get our people in on nationalism behind him the next 2 years, not even hoping he does the right thing, I hope he does, I think what you were getting at is checkmate to make sure we get enough patriots in that understand the real paradigm that it will then be game over no matter what comes in the future. Don't you think that's probably the best time spent?
Well, yes. And you know, everybody focuses on the presidency every 4 years. And that's an easy thing to do. And it seems like it's a quick fix because we'll just hire this one guy on a white horse and he'll come in and fix everything. But it isn't that easy. And I think most people who have gotten behind Trump realize that we have a huge, huge challenge ahead of us. And it's coming at us in many different ways, economically, militarily. Our military has been hollowed out, our manufacturing base, all of these things. We can do, we can make some major changes in those things. But unless we get some help at the congressional level and at the state legislatures and the governorships, et cetera, our local government, and this is where I hope that President Trump will be visionary in helping to build the base here.
I agree. That's the real move. And under President Obama, Democrats have lost 900 state legislature seats, 12 governors, 69 House seats, 13 Senate seats. That's some legacy. I mean, doesn't this then, William F. Jasper, isn't this the biggest repudiation of globalism ever with Brexit, with Russia pulling out of it? I mean, I would say we're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Well, the Brexit was a huge, huge thing. We talked about that the last time. And this is where it was quite delicious to watch the major media, all of the establishment globalists just going into meltdown mode over the Brexit loss. And now doing the same thing at a magnitude much larger over this loss here for them. Their loss is our gain. So we have to make the most of this. We're in a huge battle. We're in a cultural battle, a spiritual battle, an educational battle, financial battle. And it's something that's been building for a long
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. We're completely surrounded. That's good. We can attack in all directions. We finally found we can do that. We're winning. Thank you so much, sir. Fourth hour with Paul Watson straight ahead. I'm going to come back and finish up. Thank you, Mr. Jasper. Everybody subscribe to the magazine, New American Magazine.